back on January 10th. And the Silver Swords, in that win over Dominican, that was their first and only victory this season. So we're going to look for a good one as the rematch of the two teams here. At the Conlin Center, live in beautiful San Rafael, California, Hunter Hornstein, Stuart Horn, your broadcasters for tonight. This is the next-to-last home game in the Dominican basketball careers of senior Kelsey Janish, Shelly Claremaco, Raquel Gomes, Shauna Bryant, and graduate student Tommy Bronner. So as we have the national anthem, we ask for you, those listeners at home, to please rise. The Silver Swords in the house tonight to play our Lady Penguins here at Dominican University of California. The starting lineups brought to you by your play-by-play man, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter. Great night. Two games left for the Penguins here at the Conlin Center. For the visiting Silver Swords from Chaminade University under head coach Bobby Chiannini. He's assisted by Anthony Saito. Coach Keenini sending out number 5 is Jamie Higa, 5'6" sophomore out of Honolulu. Number 12 is Kelly Costello, a 5'7" junior out of Wixom, Michigan. Number 21 is Jordan Ahakuelo, the 5'5" freshman out of Pearl City, Hawaii. Number 25 is Markeisha Manning, a 5'8" freshman of Kapiolei, Hawaii. And number 34 is Casey Will, a 6'1" junior out of Neyaga, Illinois. Isn't that your hometown, Hunter?
Absolutely.
Neyaga, that's what I thought. For the Penguins, under head coach Brianna Chambers. She's assisted by Eric Nelson and Jeff Rodriguez, the Penguins. Sending out number 1, Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1" sophomore out of Fremont. Number 12 is Tammy Bronner, the graduate student, and 5'6". She's out of Oakland. Number 22 is Kelsey Janish, a 5'8" senior out of Novato. Number 32, Raquel Gomes, a 5'10" senior out of Santa Rosa. And 44 is Shauna Bryant getting the start tonight, the 5'11" senior out of Ripon. The Penguins are ripping out between the Penguin cheerleaders. Now 20 minutes overhead. Brianna Chambers is in place right here by the opulent broadcasting area. This broadcast brought to you by the communications department here at Dominican University, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight's doubleheader, NC2A Penguin style here at the Conlin Center. Dominican University of California. Both teams out on the floor now. Chaminade out there. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 20 minutes overhead. Hunter is alongside. It's just Hunter and I tonight. Penguins out on the floor will be defending the Northern Hoop. In the middle will be Raquel Gomes, it looks like, for the mighty Dominicans. She'll be matching up against Ahakuelo. Ahakuelo's in there at 5'5". And Gomes tips it out easily and not even contested by Ahakuelo. We are underway, fans. First of two. Penguins work it out onto the right wing to Gomes. Back to the top in between the circles. Drifting left is Janish. Three ball on the way. Missed it way right. Down by Gomes, though. Gomes will put it back up and draws a whistle. No, she walked with it, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. The Penguins right now, they want to get off to a fast start. The Chaminade Silver Swords, 1-17 overall and 1-10 in conference. That puts them in ninth place, two behind the seventh place Penguins. The Penguins been playing well of late. Look to get a good start against a lesser team.
Well, so far, except this lesser team did get their one conference victory against the Penguins away. The Penguins were away. That was back at Chaminade University in the Islands. Higa brought it across. The Penguins stole it away. Now a three ball from the right wing by Janice. She gets her own rebound. No look out to Rocky. Left side on the way. Yes. Gomes buries the deuce from about 16 feet, Hunter. That was a nice, majestic arc from Gomes' left wing.
Yeah, it's good to see her get her timing and rhythm back in early. That's going to be key. As long as she can keep it going, they're going to be in good shape if Raquel Gomes keeps playing the way she is.
Heaving it across the court is Kelly Costello. She throws it all the way over the head of the intended recipient over into the Penguin bench. Penguins will get it back. Score is 2-0, Penguins inside of 19, fans. First half action on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide As usual, Penguin cheerleaders are in the house, nine strong. Janish has the ball on the right wing, drifts over to the left side. She's being guarded very closely now by Costello. Costello looks right in her eyes as Janish dumps it off over to Bronner, then back to Janish. Now right wing to Rocky down low. Shauna Bryant gets it. No whistle. A lot of traffic. Missed it short. Manning down with a rebound. She dumps it off to Higa. Higa will bring it up this time. Higa drifts over to the left side with Carnes on her. Low bounce pass into the middle. They get it into Will. Will flies up against Shauna Bryant. She's fouled on the way. Will will get two. Shauna Bryant with her first. And Will, that is Casey Will, the 6'1 junior out of Illinois, will go to the line. She toes the line with her right foot in the center. And she cans the first one, Hunter.
We mentioned Raquel Gomes getting off to a fast start with that nice little arc there. Not really known for that. Usually what you hear about is the rebounds. You know, Raquel Gomes, 11th in the Pac-West in rebounding. And she has 511 career rebounds, looking to extend that tonight.
Gomes, a senior out of Santa Rosa, hauls the rebound in on the second free throw that was missed by Will, takes it down herself, tries to drive it in the right side of the paint, and ends up picking up the whistle. No bucket, not even close. 2-1, Penguins on top, 18-11 to go. Gomes on the line, on the way. Oh, missed it. Rattled around and stayed out, a little bit right. Gomes wears 32. That's O.J. Simpson's old number, Hunter. You knew that.
Absolutely.
She gets to go again. Second one is on the way with backspin, and this is perfect. 3-1 Penguins on top. Penguins currently 7th in the PacWest Conference. Penguin men scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight, fans. PacWest doubleheader here at the Conlin Center. Higa brings it up. She goes 360 and throws it away into the hands of Janish. Janish heaves it up to Gomes. In stride, one bounce off the glass, too much. Taken back down on the rebound by Manning. Terrible shot by Gomes by her standards. Gomes usually very good with those. Manning in perfect position to box out, get the rebound. She did. Over to Acajuelo. Acajuelo now heaves it back to the middle. Down low, Will off the glass. Too much there. That was very similar to the play that the Penguins just missed in the previous sequence. Bronner's got it, gets it off to Carnes. Carnes with a head fake, goes 360. Actually, it's more like 270. Not quite all the way around. Now three ball, Janish on the way, short. Tipped out, Will gets the rebound into the hands of Higa. She'll bring it up the timeline, left side. Now she drifts over to the right. Oh, she inadvertently trips Carnes. Three ball on the way by Will, no. Check it, that was by Costello. Penguins couldn't get the rebound. It's thrown out by Higa. Higa chucked it out off the end line, and Coach Chambers wants a timeout. So Hunter and I will take 15 seconds, 17:04 to go, radioed out to Minikin.edu.
Oh, there you are. I've been searching frantically for you everywhere.
Oh, good, Daffy. You can help, too. Bugs and I were just about to talk about the radio broadcast opportunities that Dominican has to offer.
Did you know that you could be your own, host your own radio show 1 hour a week?
Well, you talked me into it.
So if you like to talk as much as I do, then you definitely should go onto our website at radio.dominican.edu and check out what other radio broadcast majors are doing right now. So come and join us at Dominican's communication department. But I hate to say
17:04 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu broadcasting from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from San Fran to Japan, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. Radio.dominican.edu. Here we go. Bronner brings it up after Carnes brings it in. She is up against Acajuelo. Drifts over to the right side, takes it herself. Scissor legs off the glass, too short. Gets her own rebound, tipped up loose ball. Picked up by Manning. Chaminade's going to slow it down, and Carnes reaches in as Kristen Canencia has come in. She's out of Kapolei, Hawaii. She's a 5'2" sophomore. She's come into the game, and she's immediately fouled by Carnes. 16:39 as the clock rolls. Janish gets it. I thought Carnes with a foul. It must have been offensive. It was rung up against Chaminade.
Yeah, they said that she took too many steps there, and it looks like Carnes got away with one because I saw the same thing you saw, that reach around with the right hand, but they did call Chaminade for taking too many steps, giving the ball back to DU.
Boy, the Penguins did get lucky on that. They got the ball back, but then the Penguins gave it up as Kimi Nakamura gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight. 16:25. Driving in left side is Canencia. She goes back to the top of the key. Now they're just winging it around the outside of the arc. Penguins playing some massive defense. Canencia thinks about it. 11 on the shot clock. Top of the key. instructing, directing traffic is Ajaquelo. Over to the right side now, driving it in is Costello. Flip out, three ball, thinking about it on the way. Three ball, yes. Costello, or Ajaquelo. Ajaquelo knocks down the big three ball. And the Penguins now trail by one, 4-3, Chaminade. Chaminade's one win in conference. Ooh, I can't believe that was a backcourt penalty. And the ref was looking right at it. She was in the middle of the insignia, and they didn't call it. I don't know. Did you see that, Hunter?
I didn't.
That was
too quick for me.
Oh, no. The referee was looking right at her, but it was in the middle of the insignia. Now a loose ball. Now Chaminade's got it one-on-one. Taking it up is Ajaquelo, and that's good for two. Ajaquelo ran with it after the loose ball got away from the DU, 6-3. Chaminade. Mary Kay Jankowski gets ready to enter with Kimmy at the next break. Bronner's got it on the right wing. Picks up the screen from Raquel Gomes. Goes over to the left, goes right, jukes left, no look, Rocky. Gomes was there. Bronner thinking about it, 10 on the shot clock. Better do something on the way. Got rim, but no bucket. Taken down Chaminade. Canancia's got it. She's got Bronner plastered to her. High dribbling, but no whistle. 14:56 to go. Canancia kick out left side. Ajaquelo, who just scored the last five for the Chaminades. Here goes a three ball on the way from the right wing. No. Taken back down by Manning. And it's now 8-3 after Manning pulls down the rebound and hammers it home. And the Penguins are starting to get smoked, Hunter.
Yeah, the Penguins right now looking like they're really rushing. You mentioned last game how they were very methodical with the ball. They were extremely good on defense. Right now, not the same Penguin team we saw last week.
Carnes drives in from the right side into the paint, draws all kinds of whistles. As Canancia got in her mug. Noelle Roldan gets ready to enter with Mary Kate Jankowski and media Kimmy timeout. Nakamura. Media timeout. For those of you watching at home, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Stuart Horn with my man Hunter Horenstein here alongside. By the way, fans, if you'd like to watch this broadcast, as those of you are doing now on America One, you can go to DominicanAthletics.com/live video, and for just a couple of dollars, you can view this broadcast. Otherwise, the broadcast itself on the radio station is always free on radio.dominican.edu. Hunter, the Penguins, who came out here tonight very, very confident, are currently down 8-3 with 14:27 to go in the first.
Absolutely. You know, the one loss to Chaminade, the only win Chaminade's had. So obviously they want to avenge that, but Chaminade, give them credit. They're playing like a team with a chip on their shoulder. Obviously in ninth place with only one win in conference. That win coming against the Penguins, they really want to come here to the Conlin Center. A couple of games, home games left for the Penguins. Kind of spoil that a little bit. The Penguins, hey, it's early in that first quarter. You know what? Just take it easy. Make sure you play good defense and don't give the ball up on silly turnovers.
14:27 to go with a 5-point differential so far. The Penguins on top. Check it. The Penguins being topped, I should say. Here we go, fans. Mary Kay Jankowski, Noelle Roldan, and Kimmy Nakamura have all entered the game for the mighty Dominicans. Penguins on defense now, defending the Northern Hoop. Left side, Costello, three ball, no. Air ball, down with it, Raquel Gomes. Nakamura is going to run it up. She pushes. Chaminade retreats. Roldan down low. Jankowski flip out. Soft side over to Jankowski. Three ball over to from Janish. Kelsey Janish knocks down the tray ball to bring the Penguins right back into it. 8-6. Penguins trail. Penguins on defense now. Higa brings it back up. Higa ran around Will, who was able to screen out Roldan, and Higa had a free run at it. Now they get it down there in perfect position. Missed three ball by a mile by Manning. And the Penguins with a rebound, Jankowski. Uh-oh. Janish gets it back after almost muffing it away off the glass. She gets it to fall. She draws the whistle. Ties the game, and Janish will have a chance. She'll go to the line with a chance to put the Penguins up by one, Hunter. And the Penguins have not led since the second minute of the game.
And Janish going to the line is key right now. Janish is still second in the Pac-West in free throw percentage at 888, and she's made 18 consecutive foul shots. So obviously a big, big difference maker at the line.
Make it 19 as she knocks that one home. Penguins lead 9-8. 13-18 to go, fans. Game one. Roldan. Massive defense in the backcourt. Playing against Higa. Brings it up. Higa dribbling left-handed. Higa steps on the end line. And drag the pivot foot. 13:07 to go. Some streaming issues, fans. Tonight's broadcast may sound choppy. If so, you can always pick us up on America One. Also broadcasting there, DominicanAthletics.com/live video. If your radio broadcast is a little too choppy for your liking, we realize the working on the they're working on the stream here at Dominican all week long, working on the network. And that has impacted our ability to bring you a clean stream. So you can always pick it up on America One. 9-8, Penguins, as the DUs give it away. Chaminade now bringing up Higa across the middle. She's got Roldan on her. I think Roldan's going to get rung up. Penguins have committed now two of them. Well, that's the first on Roldan. She was just guarding Higa too closely as she came across the timeline. Higa brings it up now, flips it off to the left side. In between the circles is Ahuquelo. Dumps it back off at the last second and forced out of bounds is Costello. So Kelly Costello met up with the Penguins' defensive line, and that was that. The DUs get it back as Costello stepped out off the end line. Roldan will bring it up now over to Nakamura on the right wing. Too far out to shoot it. She's out there at 25. Mary Kate comes between the circles. Uh-oh, to Roldan through her fingertips. Chaminade ball. Roldan muffed it out into the Chaminade bench.
Yeah, tough pass there from Jankowski. Jankowski overthrowing Roldan just a little bit, trying to save it with that left hand. Unfortunately, just tipped off her fingers out of bounds.
Higa brings it up now. Low bounce pass over to the left side. Gets it to Costello. Bounces it three times. Goes back to the top of the key to Ahuquelo. Now they work it down low. Batted away by Raquel Gomes. Nakamura got tied up on the floor with Manning. And the foul will be against Manning. Another media timeout. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to T-Baby, DJ T-Baby, Tyler Burse, our esteemed cameraman, bringing you these live video pictures on America One. Hunter, the Penguins have creeped back into it. In fact, the Penguins lead by one at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. A great job by the Penguins to turn it around, a complete 360 of what they were earlier on in this game. And I'll tell you what, the key right now, I think, he's got to be the defense. The defense has not made mistakes as much as they have early on. So a good job by the Penguins to really take advantage of some sloppy play by Chaminade. I want to mention Mary Kay Jankowski coming off the bench, a great, great freshman, the comm major. She's averaged 8.5 points, a little over 8.5 points in the games off the bench in the last four games. So Brianna Chambers, head coach Chambers, has a big weapon off the bench in a freshman, Jankowski.
Yeah, Jankowski, the six-footer, has been a tremendous get for the Penguins this season in her first year with Chambers. But Jankowski has really produced. And as you mentioned, she produced off the bench. But I doubt that's going to last too long.
Absolutely. And that's really key there, Stu. When you have someone off the bench that you can go to, it just adds depth. It's really helped out Raquel Gomes, the senior, going to be graduating this year. It's nice to have another, you know, a big player there in Jankowski to fall back on in the years to come.
Casey Will picks up a holding foul against Raquel Gomes, who got the pass on the right elbow, and now Gomes gets it back inbounds. The fourth foul committed by the Chaminades. Heaving it across the court is Roldan to Kimmy, over to Gomes, and Raquel Gomes from the top of the key knocks one down from the right side of the key. 11-8 now, Penguins. Penguins trail by 5 a few minutes ago, now up by 3. Jankowski falls on it, loose ball. Everybody wants it. Janish comes up with it, into the hands of Nakamura, brings it across the timeline. Now off to Mary Kate. One dribble left side, Jankowski too much glass. Taken down by Will, into the hands of Higa. Higa now brings it up. Now she stutter steps across the timeline, dump off to Natasha Kealoha. Kealoha walks off the end line. And the Penguins are going to sub in a couple. Here comes Shauna Bryant. Here comes Shelly Klermanko.
Klimenko now in her 81st game. She's previously to that, she's played 80 games in the first 5 seasons on the men's basketball team here at Dominican. She's appearing in game number 81.
What do you mean she played on the men's basketball team?
I meant to say women's. I'm sorry. Okay. Was that a slip of the tongue there?
I was thinking, where was I? I've been here for the last 11 years. I don't remember her being on the men's team. I would have remembered that, Hunter. I'm pretty sure. 11-8. Penguins now on top. Bronner down low. Intended for Shauna Bryant. Overthrew her off the end line. That was not Bronner's best pass. She threw it into traffic. And even with that, it was nowhere near Bryant. Penguins by 3 now inside of 11 fans. First half action. Higa has it. She's got Carnes on her. Carnes has the ponytail straight up off the top of her head. Fighting for it. Everybody gets it. Shot on goal now by Brittany Kopp. After Kopp shot it off, the loose ball went out of bounds. Kopp couldn't get it to fall. There was all kind of whistles. Off the end line now. It will go into the hands of who gets it? Chaminade gets it. 10:35 to go. Penguins by 3. Higa calls out the play. She hasn't even gotten the ball yet. So now Chaminade, the Silver Swords, are getting into the position, as indicated by Higa. And they get it in. Now they can work it down low. Oh, stolen away by Klimenko and Bronner. Bronner's going to take it up. Soft side Bronner. Stutter step left wing. No. Very short after a massive rejection against Bronner. That doesn't happen too often. Bronner the lefty. Now they get it back to Higa. She brings it up. Kaneohe thinks about it. On the way, two ball in and out. Loose ball. It's bouncing all over the place. Kealoha comes up with it. And now the runner by Kaneohe goes. Ahakuelo knocks down the two ball from the left elbow. 10 minutes exactly, fans. Penguins by 1. A very close game. One quarter into it. Kimi Nakamura now spins. She goes 360. Flips it back over to Carnes. 17 on the shot clock. Shelly Klimenko right side. Ooh. No referees looking at Klimenko. She walked with it. No whistle. Bronner on the way. Yes. Three ball by Tammy Bronner from the left wing. And a timeout's been called by Chaminade. 9:40 to go. Penguins by 4. Radio.Dominican.edu.
And the student athletes of Dominican University hold some of the highest GPAs on campus.
Just over the head and it's in. Bratsburg with their second goal.
Give our athletes your support by attending games here at Dominican or visit them on the web at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also listen to Penguin Action Live via your smartphone or online at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you and go Penguins.
Bumped up right side, helped across, and that's it! Swingle with the block, Josh! Swingle puts it away! And the Penguins with their first conference victory!
All right, here we go, fans. 9:40 to go, 14-10, Penguins. After the big three ball by Bronner on the left wing just before the timeout. 9:35 to go, NC2A basketball. Across the middle now is Kanansea. She slams in to Carnes and breaks up the play, does Carnes. Bronner now up, brings it across the timeline way over to the right side. Fakes the throw out. Uh-oh, something's flying. There's a scrunchie on the floor, Hunter. And there's a three ball by Stephanie Carnes. I see a scrunchie there on the free throw line. I saw that fly. I don't know what that is. Something's on the floor, fans. Some foreign object. Now driving it in is Kanansia. She gets stuffed by the DUs, no whistle. And the Penguins will now attack that southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. Penguins by 7. Inside of 9 minutes, Shelley's got it. Shelley gets a good pass over Kanansia. Dumps on the right-handed layup. And the referee will now remove the obstruction from the free throw line on the southern end of the court. I don't know what that, and that must have been a Band-Aid or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it looked like. It's too small to be a scrunchie. I'm not exactly sure, but it was right there on the free throw line, and nice job by the refs to get that out of there.
Bronner got tied up there before the Penguins made that last bucket, and that piece of debris went flying off of one of the players. But they've got it cleaned up. Now reaching around the back is Bronner, tips the ball out of bounds into the Penguin cheerleaders. Good play there by Bronner. Very sneaky. I like that. 8:37 to go. Penguins by 9 now. All of a sudden, it's a 9-point game. Three ball by Costello is good. Costello from the right wing buries one from 21. Here comes Stephanie Carnes. Penguins by six now. Penguins need to keep it up. Carnes tries to pick up the screen from Claire Manko into the hands of Bronner. Kick out Kimmy, thinking about it. Low bounce pass. Back to Shelley. Almost muffed away. Hits the side of the backboard. Loose ball. Everybody's on it. Shauna comes up with it. Shauna, elbows flying. One dribble back to Bronner. 26 on the shot clock. Gonna slow things down now. Coming up on 8 minutes. Off-ball penalty now called. Shauna Bryant stuck the right elbow right in the midsection of Higa. Off ball. And while the Penguins had the ball, after the scrum, they have to give it right back away. And Chaminade now brings it up on offense. Chaminade down by six, but with the advantage here. Kimberly Kishi has come in, a 5'8" senior. She's out of Abbotsford, British Columbia, and throwing it away. And the Penguins get it in the backcourt. Kelsey Janisch gets ready to re-enter. Bronner's got it on the wing, too far out. Shauna Bryant came up with it, luckily for the Penguins. Raquel Gomes will also re-enter at the next opportunity. Shot off by Bronner, does not fall. Shauna Bryant hits the deck. Allie Jordan, a 5'6" junior out of Wenatchee, Washington, will enter the game for the first time this year on the air. Allie Jordan is coming up after this timeout. It'll be Jordan along with Gomes entering the game. Gomes will come back. Jordan, the first time on the air. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Such a sports night. What are you talking about? And the hot spot with DJ Juice.
Out every time big.
Well, if this is a media timeout, then we better. I didn't realize it was a media timeout, Hunter.
Yeah, the official in the middle there didn't say it quite loudly, but I could read his lips. I'm a perfect lip reader, and he said media timeout. So we are back. We are back. You were saying before the break, though, as Allie Jordan, number 14, the junior, making her first time on the air, I believe. This is the first time we've seen her, so we'll see what kind of impact she makes. Like I mentioned, the depth for Coach Chambers' team, very, very deep. So hopefully Allie Jordan can make a solid contribution, as the Penguins have really turned it around now, Stu, and they're up their lead a little bit, leading by seven here.
I'm pretty impressed by this 19 consecutive free throws canned by Kelsey Janisch. We're going to have to start keeping a closer eye on that.
Oh, an unbelievable player, and there's nothing else you can say about that. She's put together a fantastic career, and, you know, she will be honored along with the rest of the seniors on senior night. That's going to be Friday, February 25th.
Speaking of Janice, she gets it on the inbounds, goes three ball from the right wing, missed it deep, back at her, but she can't get her own rebound. Chaminade brings it up. Back underway, fans 22 on the shot clock. Higa's got it, top of the key. She goes over to the right side now. Now a three ball is off by Chaminade. Uh-oh, Higa just brought the Chaminades within three, 19-16. Penguins in a scoring drought. Carnes has got it. Penguins led by nine. It's the greatest margin so far. Allie Jordan has it. Higa slams into her. Jordan is called on the foul. No, it's called, yeah, it is. On Jordan. Jordan walks in, gets her name on the air, and pow, she draws a foul. She didn't even get a shot off. 6:50 to go, fans. Penguins by three. Higa at the midline. Gets it over to Costello. Now they go back to the top of the key. Driving it in left side, broken up by Janisch. Shauna Bryant comes up with it. Now Janisch. Janisch brings it up, three on four, to Gomes. Gomes kick out. Jordan. Back over to Gomes. Back to Jordan, thinking three. Gives it right back to her. Nice low bounce pass. Shauna muffed it. 15 on the shot. Plenty of time to work with it. Gomes going to drive in. Kick out. No look on the way. Carnes. Three ball. Yes. So Carnes dumps home the three ball, Hunter, and that's just what the Penguins needed.
Absolutely. That three is so dangerous. Just like Chaminade using the three to get back within three, Stephanie Carnes able to put the Penguins back up by six with her three of her own.
Penguins now on defense. Soft jumper from the right side by Ahakuelo goes down. Well, that was a nice soft scissor legs move. 22-18, 5:45 to go first half. Penguins have committed four fouls while the Chaminades have committed five. Silver Swords in the house. Jordan goes down low. Carnes three ball again. Oh, brother. Stephanie Carnes with two in a row, Hunter, from long range.
Absolutely heating up. It looks good for number one.
The 5-1 Carnes knocks down two of them from deep. Deepening hood. 5:15 to go, fans. Penguins back up now by seven. 25-18. Head fake, Chaminade. Kick back over to Costello. Got Janish on her. No screen. Tries to get low. Kelsey says no. Nowhere to put it. Throws it away. Carnes. Carnes going to slow things down. Shot clock resets. Carnes has got it. No look pass from Janish intended for Gomes, but it slammed into Manning on the way. Manning didn't see it coming either.
Yeah, Manning had her back turned, and Janish, the quick little pass, and it went right into her back and out of bounds. That's a tough break for the Penguins there.
Natasha Kaloa has come back into the game in place of Kimberly Kishi. It didn't really matter that it went out of bounds. In fact, the Penguins got lucky it went out of bounds because Gomes wasn't going to catch it anyway. Yep. Inbounds to Carnes. Oh, somehow Carnes gets it away. Right side. Now Jordan, jumper on the way. Yes. Jordan from 9 feet after the assist by Gomes. Jordan from 9 feet out on the right baseline cans it. Coming up on 4.5, fans. Penguins on defense. Up and under by Chaminade. No. Rebound taken by Manning. Doesn't go. So two shots on goal. The D's get it back after neither one of them fell. Janish left side. Now back over to Carnes. Now Jordan, who just scored a moment ago, she goes to the top of the key to Janish. Jordan's wide open on the wing. Gets it down low to Rocky. Janish. Oh, they found Shauna low. Shauna Bryant couldn't get it to fall. Gets her own rebound. And then steps out of bounds off the end line with 4:11 to go. The Penguins by 9.
That's a really tough break right there. Shauna Bryant all alone under the net. Gets the ball and just can't put it in.
Chaminade's going to bring in a couple. Rachel Ricard, a 5'6" sophomore out of Lahaina. It's on the island of Maui. Carnes back to the bench for a breather as Kimi Nakamura re-enters. Penguins by 9, 4:11 clock rolls. Here we go, first half. Chaminade bringing up Higa. Jamie Higa, the 5'6" sophomore. She's out of Honolulu on the island of Oahu, and she throws it away. Actually, it was intended for Ahakuelo. Ahakuelo just let it get through her fingers. Here goes Jordan, long range, no. She was top of the key looking three, no. Taken down by Kealoha. Over on the left wing. Low bounce pass, muffed away, stolen again by Shauna Bryant. Bryant gets it back over to Rocky, who heaves it up to Janish. Janish and Gomes only have two home games left, this being one of them. 3.5 to go, jumpered by Janish, drifting, no. That was not Janish's best look. Actually had a good look, just not a good stroke. Left side, Chaminade's got it. Now they throw it away again off the fingertips of Higa. Media timeout. Man, it seems like there's a lot of media timeouts. Hunter, as both teams will head back to the bench, they get that free moment with the coach. You are listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Hunter, the Penguins back up by 9.
Yeah, absolutely. The Penguins doing a great job earlier on. We thought that they might be in trouble because Chaminade really wants this win, kind of spoil the home cooking. But the Penguins right now playing very comfortably. One thing I'd say right now about Janish, though, is you mentioned it, not getting good looks, but maybe rushing the shot a little bit, maybe not getting the best stroke. But that's okay. She's a senior. She's going to settle in, and she'll be able to turn it around. Both kind of offense off the bench, though. Allie Jordan there cashing in, as well as Jankowski and the rest of the Lady Penguins doing a great job. Depth is key. Like the Penguins look right now, they're doing a great job keeping themselves in the game. And, you know, while the threes from Chaminade are being made, it seems like the Penguins are answering right back and not letting Chaminade get on any sort of scoring run to the point where they overtake the Penguins. The Penguins right now, they're letting shots be made. They're making their own. So they're making up the difference, not going into any prolonged scoring drought, because ultimately that's really what's going to probably be the downfall, if any, for the Penguins tonight.
Our next broadcast, fans, will be Friday night. The Urban Knights will be in the house February 25th. Senior night, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys, radio.dominican.edu. Here we go. Clock rolls. Noelle Roldan has re-entered the game. Left side, Janish, the scoring leader for the Penguins. Down low, Mary Kate's got it. Left side, no. Short. Picks up the foul. Jankowski will go to the line with 3:04 to go. Brittany Kopp commits her first. on the line is Jankowski, and that one goes. 10-point lead for the mighty Dominicans. Penguins have only committed 4 fouls now, while the Silver Swords have committed 7 here in the first half. Back to the line goes Jankowski, nothing but swish. 2 easy ones there from the freshman. Clock rolls, 3 minutes. Roldan's out there with Nakamura and Jankowski and Bronner, or check it, and Shauna Bryant and Kelsey Janish. Left side, Higa, 360 spinner. She walks with it. She did a lot with it, actually. Not only did she walk with it. Oh, she picked up a foul committed against her. Nakamura gets her first. Higa will bring it in on the short side, 2:52 to go. Higa's got 5 seconds to get it in. She uses 3.5 of them. Rachel Rickards got it. She tries to get in somewhere. The Penguins are playing some pretty big defense. Won't let her. Here comes Higa, left side. Aja Coelho. Now she dumps it off to the right side of the long two ball from 17 to Brittany Kopp, and that one goes. Penguins by 9, 2.5 fans. Nakamura's got it with a stutter step. She's against Rickard. Rickard's throwing the arms all over the place. She throws it away immediately into the hands of Kailoa. Kailoa goes left side. Oh, it was a loose ball for an instant. Nakamura had a chance at it. Instead, Higa came up with it. Here's Brittany Kopp again. No, and now Kimmy comes up with it. Nakamura goes right side to Roldan, who brings it across the timeline, dribbling left-handed. Tipped out of bounds. Ooh, Roldan had a hold of her player, but nobody saw it except me. She could have been called on that easily. 2:01 to go, fans. 29-20, Penguins. She throws it inbounds. Somehow, Shauna comes up with it off the glass. Shauna misses again short. I can't believe Bryant misses 3 in a row from close range. Never even close. Chaminade with an end-line violation. That will give the opportunity for Gomes to re-enter the game. And Shauna Bryant gets yanked. That's too many of those for Bryant. Penguins now on the short side, inbounds to Janish. Too much glass, tipped out by Jankowski. Short two ball by Raquel Gomes, and that one falls, and the Penguins now are pulling away. 1:45 to go, fans. 11-point game, DU's on top. Higa to bring it up. As Hunter mentioned in the pregame show, Chaminade's only win came against the Penguins in the Islands. Earlier in the season, when the Penguins traveled to the home of the Silver Swords. Oh. Driving in there was Rachel Rickard. She just lowered the head and head-butted into a whole bunch of Penguins and then bounced backward. And then she was called for the travel. So Roldan now will come over and get the instructions from Coach Chambers. Left side, kick out, no look to Rocky. Instead, they give it off to Janish, who goes up, and Janish looks at the referee. She wants the foul called.
That's all right, Kels. Way to be aggressive.
Costello re-enters along with Kristen Canencia.
Along with Canencia.
31-20. Penguins on top, and Kimmy will bring it in. On the short side, she gets a nice clean look to Gomes. Three ball Janish on the way. Yes! Oh, Janish. Hunter Janish banked that one in off the top of the backboard on the way.
Yeah, that one looked like it took forever to get down, and it did. It just hit the top of the backboard and then somehow found its way into the net. Nice shot by Kelsey Janish.
You got a point there. Subsequent to the tremendous three ball by Janish, Rickard comes up, drives in left side, and gets the foul courtesy of Kelsey Janish. So Rickard will go to the line. After she knocked down the ball, she knocked down the bucket, I should say, and the three-point play is completed. 34-23, we're inside of 1 minute, fans. And the Penguins now are on offense as the clock rolls 46 seconds. Another foul on Kopp. That will send Gomes to the line. We're at 47.1 seconds in the first half. Gomes, oh brother, how did that go? She missed it way right and it found the bottom anyway. I think she missed that one. But it went in. That's one of those miracle shots. This one is nothing but net. 36-23. Good shot there by Racky. 45 seconds, fans, in the first half. Higa brings it up the point guard. Shot clock still on with 40. Higa now dump off to Rickard. Top of the key, softly into the corner. Head fake, Chaminade. On the way, oh, brother. Kelly Costello knocks one down from 17. Just a big, long, monumental two ball. Uh-oh, trouble by Roldan in the backcourt. Raquel Gomes will go help her out. 17. Now Gomes. Coach Chambers calling out the play. 11 seconds, Gomes. Foot fake, 9. Over to the right, off the glass, 8. Jankowski with the putback, 5. Puts it back again, missed it, 3. On the way, it falls, 2. And that is the end of the half. As Jankowski with the third shot on goal gets it to fall. At halftime, fans, 38-25. Penguins on top. Hunter and I will be back in about 10 minutes with some of the stats. Stay with us, radio.dominican.edu.
It happens because of all the passionate people at Guide Dogs for the Blind, the puppy raisers and dog trainers, the veterinarians, the volunteers, and everyone in between. You can help fulfill their mission by contributing today. It's only through generous support of donors and volunteers that they can continue their charitable work. For more information, visit their website at guidedogs.com.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ P-Yup from What Are You Talking About? And I'm going to tell you about DU Radio. Every week there are star-studded performances by student broadcasters on their radio show, such as Sports Night.
Just got it. Down low, Mary Kate. All alone, Mary Kate. Flings it up, Mary Kate is fouled. That's on Will. I think that's her fourth. It is her fourth. 90 seconds to go, fans. Mary Kate on the line. Casey Will playing very aggressively. Jankowski knocks another one down. Good house here at the Conlin Center. A lot of fans here. Jankowski on the way, yes. Makes them both. 70-52. Pretty high scoring game for the Penguins. Penguins had a lot to prove tonight, Hunter, with 1:22 to go. After Chaminade beat them by 14 the last time these two teams met, Penguin women really wanted to win this one. Aja Coelho drifted through the paint, left side. One of the Penguins tipped it out. Inbounds very quickly, short side to Will. Off the glass, no. Shelly got in her face, whistle. Three aces on the board, 111. 70-52, and Shelly gets rung up. Both teams have committed 8 now as Will goes to the line. On the way with backspin is good. Shot there by Will. Will is listed at 6'1". I don't know why Mary Kate seems taller than Will. Maybe because Mary Kate has such good hops. Inbounds coming up on 1 minute. Big time pressure in the backcourt. Kimmy's got it. Now down low to Klarmanko. Short again. Klarmanko can't get anything to fall tonight. Klarmanko off the bottom of the backboard. Gets an elbow in the face. And mercifully, they stop play. That's Casey Will's fifth, and Will's going to have to walk. That's 5 on Will. She's out. And then Kimberly Kishi will take Will's place. Will is now being escorted off the floor. As Shelly goes to the line. So Casey Will has done a number on the Penguins tonight. Shelly misses the first one. Will heads back to the bench and she will not return. Oh. Shelly missed the second one, Hunter. 54 seconds. Hunter is speechless, which is a rarity.
Tough break right there.
Right side. Backing up on it and firing the three is Kealoha. Can't get it to fall. Check it. That was Costello. From the left side, Kealoha follows it in. Aha Coelho, the 5'5 freshman, pounds that one in left side of the baseline. Full court pressure now coming up on 30 seconds. Carnes overthrows Kimi Nakamura. And that one ends up here in press row. The loose ball bounced right up, almost got Hunter. 31 seconds, clock rolls. Down low is Kishi. Out of play, whistles. 70-56, 27 and a half seconds to go, fans. Penguins in total control of this one, game one.
Senior night, as we honor the departing seniors, who played extremely instrumental roles in this development.
Clock rolls now, 23 seconds. Nakamura throws it away, intended for Bronner. Instead, Aho Coelho picks it up. Now Bronner's got it, 17. Bronner in the backcourt. Bronner's going to bring it up slowly. She does so. She's got Higa on her. Higa still wants to foul. Bronner now brings it up. Shot clock is off 7. Bronner is going to hang out 4. Bronner high-stepping 2-1 game. That does it, fans. 70-56 is the final. Hunter, Penguins look pretty good tonight. A little bit different outcome.
Absolutely. You know, the loss to Chaminade against over on the islands must have been a fluke, because I think they answered any questions that anybody had for the Lady Penguins pretty emphatically here tonight. Nice job by Stephanie Carnes, 15 points. Wow. That's a career high, and a great way going into the last home game next Tuesday, February 25th, Senior Day here at the Conlin Center.
All right, fans. Men coming up. Please stay with us. Radio.dominican.edu. Hunter and I will be back. Penguin ladies win.
Semester and be completed midway through the fall 2011 season. Come cheer your Penguins.